You, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord alone. Therefore you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength. Jesus Christ was quoting Moses, the lawgiver, when he responded to the scribes. The rest of that passage in Deuteronomy is take these words to heart, hold them in your arms, in your heart, keep them close and follow them. So nobody was surprised when Jesus quoted Moses and said that. It is the heart and the soul of the Jewish people. It is still the heart and soul of the Jewish people. It is called the Shema. And when I was in a scripture class at Aquinas Institute, one of our professors required that we learn it in Hebrew and be able to recite it at the beginning of each class. It was required before we could pass. I learned it and then promptly forgot it. It's part of their DNA. They can't think, talk, or act without thinking about Jesus, God, as their Lord, and loving God with everything they have, everything they are, everything they can be. Time passes as time does, and Jesus quotes Moses when asked. Again and again, this comes up. The first greatest commandment, love God with everything that you are. And then love your neighbor as you do yourself. It is at the heart, these words, they are at the heart of Catholic social teaching. Catholic social teaching was born back in the early 1900s with an encyclical by Leo XIII. And every social justice encyclical written since then has somehow involved that encyclical. Those words are at the heart and soul of who we are as Catholics in a troubled, confused, chaotic world. If we don't know where to go, we go there. What are we called to do? Love God with everything that we are and hold on to that. And then love our neighbor as we do ourselves. Not too long ago, we were talking about Bartimaeus, who was blind and wanted to see. And my thought then was, in a chaotic world, that instead of the golden rule being do unto others as you would have them do unto you, it should be, let me see others as I would have them see me. What a different world that would be if we could carry that out in our lives. Is there anyone out there who wants to be viewed as marginalized, as less than human, as less than blessed? Because we all are. We are all children of God. We are all called to love God with everything we are and to be loved as we would love others. So if we're confused or if we're lost or if we're afraid or if we're unsure, there it is. Jesus Christ gives it to us again and again and again. It's in our DNA too. We are children of God. We are children of the book. We are children of Moses and the prophets. The words that Jesus gave us were from his scripture, from his prophets, and they are ours. Take to heart these words which I enjoin on you today. Jesus says them again and again and again. Whenever he's confronted, Jesus, what would you do if? What about this? What does the law say? The law says love God. Everything you are. Everything you have. Everything you want to be. And then love your neighbor as you would love yourself. Those are the words that he gives us. And then he says, quite gently but firmly, follow me.